get a signal report. Report. This is AD7LT Alpha Delta 7 Lima Tango Mobile 4.
4 DDR Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Romeo. I just put my new antenna up and I just wanted to make sure I could make it in.
There's a little flutter on the signal, which is probably from me being in the truck here. But you're 5 and 9. Name here's Dan, Delta Alpha November. We're up here in Cherrydale area of North Greenville, headed up towards...
I'm over here in 96, South Carolina, only running 5 watts.
You're making it into the repeater, no problems, David. I actually used to work in 96. This has been decades and decades ago. I was in the National Park Service there, and I was a ranger temporarily assigned there to the 96 historic site. Worked there for a month or two until they could get a permanent replacement moved in. But lived in one of the hotels around there for a while. Boy, that's been back in the day. So back to you, David. This is 87LT.
Not that long ago, you probably worked with a classmate of my dad. His last name was Gentry.
Name is very familiar. I actually had a couple of roommates when I was at Clemson for a couple of years. One of them, his last name was Warren. I can't think of his first name now. We used to call him Squatty Body.
I want to be clear. I just want to make sure everything was working. I appreciate it. And 73.
By the way, what kind of antenna did you put up?
M1481 is the 7-foot-tall dual band, 17-foot-tall dual band.
At all for the band. So, although there have been some tropospheric, I guess, openings lately, or whatever level of atmosphere it is, but I was hearing some signals from Stone Mountain, Georgia the other day. Anyway, you take care, David. We'll be clear on your final. This is 87LT.
Yeah, I just 75
miles. Well, sounds good for that distance. 87LT clear.
DZR, I'll also be clear.
87LT.